In some ways, that made him no different from the captain of any warship on independent duty. Ultimately, every captain in that situation was always on his own when it came to the decision point. And whatever that captain decided, someone else was likely to decide he'd been wrong and say so loudly. But that was part of the price for commanding a king's, or now an emperor's, ship.
Still,
he thought, gazing out over that enormous spread of dark blue water,
I have to admit that I never really appreciated as a mere captain how much nastier the whole thing gets as a flag officer.
His lips twitched wryly. One thing he'd learned long ago was that the perspective was always different. As a midshipman, he'd thought captains were God and lieutenants were archangels. As a lieutenant, he'd started to recognize that captains were only masters after God, but they'd still been at least equal to the archangels in their godlike authority and power. As a captain, he'd come to recognize, fully recognize for the first time, the full crushing weight of the responsibilities a captain shouldered in return for his all-powerful authority at sea. But now that he was an admiral himself, he realized that, in many ways, flag officers had the worst of all worlds. For all their lordly authority, they commanded squadrons and fleets, not ships. They directed, they administered, they devised strategies, and the full weight of responsibility for success or failure rested upon them. But they were forced to rely on others to execute their plans, carry out their orders. They might even get to direct the movements of their squadrons up to the moment battle was actually joined, yet once the ships under their command finally came into action, they were spectators, passengers. For all their lordly power to direct the movement of other ships, they would never again command their own, and he hadn't realized just how much that was going to hurt.
Oh, stop it, Gwilym.
He chuckled harshly.
If that's the way you feel, you can always ask them to take the nice Admiral Streamer back. Or you could have asked them not to give it to you in the first place. There's a price for everything, and you learned that a long time before you got your captain's commission. Do you really think you could convince anyone, including yourself, that you don't want to be out here doing what you're doing?
Probably not, he reflected, and then, in response to a certain rumbling sensation from the direction of his stomach, pulled his watch from his pocket. No wonder he was feeling peckish. Lunchtime had arrived 10 minutes ago, and he had no doubt Captain McGale and the rest of his officers were already seated around the large table in his dining cabin, waiting for him.
Yet another proof rank has its privileges, he thought wryly, closing the watch.
He straightened and inhaled another deep lungful of the clean ocean smell.
They're all sitting there waiting for me while I stand here in lordly splendor and isolation. I wonder how much longer they'll be willing to give me before Donald comes ever so respectfully looking for me.
He had to admit that a tiny, nasty part of him was half tempted to wait and see how long it would take for Donald Rosman, his highly efficient flag lieutenant, to overcome his natural deference and oh so diplomatically remind his admiral that he had luncheon guests waiting for him. But it was only half a temptation. Maybe even only a quarter temptation, he reflected judiciously. No, it was at least a third of a temptation, he decided, which probably said less than complimentary things about his own nature. He grinned broadly and shook his head.
It's good to be the Admiral, Gwilym, he told himself. It might be a good idea not to let it go to your head, though. I think Admiral Lock Island said something in that general vein when he gave you your orders, didn't he? In his own inimitably diplomatic fashion, of course.
That thought transformed the grin into a deep, rolling laugh. He gave his head another shake, then turned and stepped through the windowed door from the sternwalk into his day cabin.